So, guys, welcome to hopefully the first of many episodes on the Fitness with the Kids. We are unfortunately missing the fourth member of the kids, which is Sammy, but hopefully she'll be back next week. Let's start nice and simple, guys. It is the week before the Open, essentially. How are you guys feeling leading in to the Open next week?
Quite nervous, as okay. Always.
I haven't really thought about Open.
Wow.
So cool.
No, I'll get nervous on the day before maybe. But then I'm not doing it on Friday next week. Yeah, just because I have a friend's wedding. So I'll think about it after.
The wedding?
Yeah, after the wedding.
It's a good friend.
Yeah, it's a good friend.
Don't take that baggage into the wedding.
Yeah.
Let's ask, what do you guys expect to see this year? Last year, or actually the last couple of years, they've changed the format. This year, quarterfinals goes from 10% to 25%, which obviously brings a big, much bigger pool. What do you guys expect to see from the Open, or do you guys expect to see any changes at all?
I think the Open this year will feature maybe less complex movements and maybe more open style grindy workouts, different from last year. I think last year only the second workout was a grindy workout, yeah, and the first and the third workout were very skill based, yeah. So less skill based and more grindy.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be like simpler stuff. Definitely a lot of like cardio based stuff, which in a way I'm excited about. I don't think there'll be much heavy weights.
Let's hope there's not. So obviously you guys are both preparing very differently in terms of Jamie, you've been with the same coach for how many years now?
I don't even know. When did we first team up together?
2021, I think.
I think since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is your fourth year with Starry?
Yeah, since then. Yeah.
And Keith, you do your own programming, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been doing? Let me ask you this, Keith, actually, because you head coach of a gym. What have you been doing for your members, or what have you been preparing a lot recently to get yourself and your gym ready?
For the members, I think we were going in the direction of getting them prepared for more grindy workouts. So I think the focus was more about giving them a variety of workouts that were different in terms of intensities.
Yeah.
So like shorter base intervals where you have to move a bit faster so they can increase your threshold, and also like longer form intervals or longer form like MRAP work up to like 20 minutes long where they learn how to sustain and pace themselves properly. Yeah, and also just for good measure, we've been doing like chip bursts every week so they know how to strategize better for their own fitness levels when the Open shows up with a chipper.
Yeah, are you expecting a chipper?
I think Dave Castro likes to throw in a chipper or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So expecting a chipper but a grindy one. Yeah, for myself and my teammates, I think we've been preparing more for quarterfinals and semifinals based workouts rather than just doing like grindy workouts. So we've been trying to get stronger, get accustomed to the sandbags with which I did not excel in last year at all. Yeah. A bit more of those kind of implements.
Yeah, don't go too deep into that, Keith, because I don't want to come back. I'm going to circle back to that later on about your season and what you're going to get out of it. But just sort of at the Open at the moment. Jamie, have you noticed anything different in your program this year compared to what you were doing around the same time last year?
I would say there's definitely a little bit more like incorporation of higher skill stuff. And I think with Star, like just the people that are on his program, like he's definitely peaking us for quarters.
Yeah.
But generally, Star does like to make sure that we are super fit throughout the season. So there is a lot of intensity, but pretty much what Keith said, like he prepares us for like shorter workouts, longer workouts, grindy stuff. Like it's a very like well balanced type of program. Yeah.
Is there one thing that you hope comes up this Open? If you could pick one magic movement or one magic time domain or something, what would you hope for Keith? What would be Keith's wheelhouse?
I have no wheelhouse.
Shut up!
Everything's
your wheelhouse.
I hate every movement. I just like double unders with numbers above 100. Yeah.
What?
Anything below 100.
Who likes double unders?
Yeah, I don't like doubles.
Oh, you don't like doubles. Oh, I thought you said I like doubles.
Yeah.
What about you, Jamie?
I hope wobbles.
Oh. Okay, no. Yeah, I don't like wobbles.
What are the kids' favorite?
Another movement.
No, but the thing is, like, if it comes out in open, then you know it's not gonna come out in quarters.
I don't think you know that.
I mean, ish.
Okay, wobbles.
Yeah, so like,
let's do wobbles.
Yeah, I don't think I really like have a movement in particular that I like want to see.
Jamie likes to see a barbell though.
Yeah, I would like to see it. No, but the thing is, again, like, I would rather have like the barbell, like the heavier barbell stuff, like in the quarters. One movement I don't want to see is pullovers though.
I don't know if you saw me yesterday, but I can now do them.
He's actually really good at them.
I figured it out.
The flying squirrel.
It's more like a flying knee.
Yeah.
Knee.
It's all about the knees.
Mm. Okay. I see.
I'll teach you one day.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, we've got different ideas what we want to see. What you guys have explained is not things I want to see, but we'll see what happens. I got my wheelhouse workout last year, though. Strict handstand push-ups and heavy snatches. I couldn't ask for much better than that. Why don't you guys take me through this? Because I think people will be interested to hear how you guys plan to structure your week leading. So we're recording this on Sunday. So obviously tomorrow is Monday. It's the next day of, well, it's the first day of the week of the Open. What is your week going to look like leading into your Open attempts? When are you going to attempt? Are you going to re-attempt? What's it going to look like, Jim? Let's start with you.
So I think the goal is to really treat like the Open workouts as a regular training session. That's the goal. Whether or not I actually do it is a separate thing. So in order for it to be as normal as possible, I am hoping that I can do the Open workout on Friday, and then definitely don't do any repeats, just so that I have, you know, I don't waste any days repeating the workouts, because the focus of course is really quarters, right? And there are a lot of like skill based stuff that I need to be working on for the quarters, and redoing it is going to take away that precious time. So the goal is to really attack the workout, like just go full send, hurt a lot, yeah, and hopefully don't make any, you know, that many mistakes that I have to redo, but that's kind of like the goal.
So
just be as normal as possible.
You said you're going to do it on Friday.
Mm.
What does Monday to Thursday look like for you then?
So the first week is going to be a little bit different because we are going into a deload week this week. So we're going to scale the weights down for sure. And the WODs are just very, very simple. Really just like kind of like get a move, get a sweat on. Nothing too complex. Rest Thursday, and then hit the WOD Friday, and then I have Taylor Swift on Saturday.
Oh, so
that's the focus.
Swiftie.
Yeah.
Keith, I know you got your wedding this week, but let's imagine the wedding wasn't there. What would your ideal week of the Open look like?
I think similar to what Jamie just described. So Monday to Wednesday will be like training days.
Yeah.
Thursday will be a rest day, and then Friday morning we'll probably do the Open workout. Yeah. First thing in the morning, so that we can actually get more training in and on Friday and Saturday after the Open World Cup.
So again, you guys are obviously, you have a very different priority to what a lot of people do, in the fact that you guys both know that this is just the start of your season. You guys got any advice to anyone who, and I mean obviously you guys have been there yourselves at some point, but also you guys have members, you got friends who the Open is really their pinnacle of their CrossFit season, right? What kind of advice would you guys give to anyone who's getting ready to do the Open, either for the first time or the fifth time, but this is their highlight of their CrossFit season?
Yeah, I think the approach will definitely be different. I don't know whether, you know, hitting it on Friday immediately is going to be the best option. I definitely do think that if you are really trying to qualify for the quarterfinals and the Open is like the big, big focus, then you know, it does help watching like the announcement. It does help like listening to a couple of the like Misfit and Training Think Tank. They usually like come up with like some pretty good tips. I'm sure you will come up with good tips as well. Even just a tip. Watching people go, it definitely is very helpful. So I would kind of like spend some time thinking through like strategizing the workout, like thinking about your splits before hitting the workout. So, yeah.
Keith, what about yourself? What are you saying to your members leading in? How are you trying to get them mentally or whatever prepared?
I think generally we don't place such a huge emphasis on the open. It's more about coming together and then doing your best with the community. But on Friday, we usually send out tips based on what we see that other competitors have done to the main group. But otherwise, I think for regular a week of the open, for members, I'll recommend either resting on Thursday or doing like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then resting Friday and coming in Saturday to do the open workout. So either you rest the day before the open, or if you're more comfortable getting a sweat on before you actually hit a hard workout, then come in a day before. So let's say you want to hit it on Saturday, you could also rest Thursday and then work out Friday, get a light workout in, and then do the open workout on Saturday as well. That's depending on what you actually prefer, like individually.
Yeah, the big tip I think for most people, and I think we're all fit in this basket, right, is that we want to try to make the week as close to your regular week as possible, right? So like if you're someone who trains in the evening, there's no point in waking up first thing in the morning to come and try and do the workout on a day that maybe doesn't suit you, right?
Yep.
Or vice versa. Try to stick to what you guys are comfortable with. Try to have an idea of which day you feel the best. Obviously, you're limited by Friday to Tuesday morning to get it done. So you do have a bit of a short time, but try to stick to what you guys know and try to follow through with that rather than trying to create some new routine because you heard Jamie says it, she does it that way, right? Oftentimes, Jamie is not the right person to follow.
Thanks.
I learned many years of experience on that. Yeah, try to stick to what you guys know. Obviously, fuel yourselves the way you usually do. Don't try out any new funky kind of crazy things the week of and destroy your guts before the workout or something crazy. But the biggest one is also, and I fall into this, and I think, Jamie, you'll agree with me, is that the Open puts a lot of pressure on you as a person as well. So sometimes you can get a little bit inside your own head and think that your whole year is destroyed because you maybe did terribly in one workout, right? So just be a little bit kinder to yourself. Think about, really in the grander scheme of things, that this doesn't define a whole year of training. But try to enjoy the experience as much as possible. I want to talk to you guys a little bit about where you guys are going this season. Obviously, I think most people who are going to listen to this or see it know that there is no Sour Patch Kids this year. Mm. Yeah. Jamie Alcaraz.
Why is it my fault?
Jamie's going individual.
Look at Keith. Keith ditched us for a new team.
Yeah, actually.
No,
yeah.
Jamie went individual first.
Because there's no SPK this year, and obviously we're all sort of taking a slightly different route on how our season's going to look. Let's just touch on what your season looks like for you and what you're going to be doing or what the goal is. So Keith, let's start with you.
So I'm going team again this year, but this time with three of my other teammates from Canvas. Oh, Rachel, Kang Yin, and Cheryl. Yeah, all four of us are going to try to make a push to qualify for Busan.
Jamie, obviously you get the exciting bit of, as Keith touched on, you're going individual this year. What does that look like for you?
I think the mindset for this year is to really just see how far I can go. I also don't want to kind of like place like these expectations that like I am going to qualify. Like it's just really taking it as it comes and yeah, just trying to get as far as I can. And if I can, if I do well in quarterfinals and I qualify for semis, then great. It'll definitely be an experience and accomplishment. And I think if I do that, I can really be like, okay, no more.
I have achieved CrossFit.
Yes.
Then Jamie's gonna go for CrossFit Games.
I've completed CrossFit by yeah, no, that would definitely be a plus.
It's gonna be exciting to watch you. You guys, I think, have been training pretty well, especially compared to what I've been doing. Do you guys feel fitter than last year? You feel fitter, stronger? Serious question.
I think I am.
Yep.
A bit more well-rounded this year.
Because I haven't seen much of your training this year, Keith. Especially compared to last year, obviously. But you feeling good? Feeling like you're in a good spot?
Yeah, I think I'm a bit more consistent with my heavier lifts this year than last year. I think last year when...
You do look strong at the moment, actually.
Yeah. I went into the season with like an elbow injury. So like, couldn't do a lot of things. But this year, everything's like... good, touch wood, nothing happens.
Yeah.
Jam, I already told you, I think you look considerably fitter than last year.
Thanks.
Jamie's very fit.
Yeah.
I do feel fitter. I do feel stronger as well.
Crushed me yesterday.
It's weird because last year I just felt like strength-wise, I kind of like just kept hitting like the same numbers and like I was kind of like plateauing out. But yeah, I've seen some improvements and some PRs in the last couple of months. So that's always nice.
Do you think a lot of that's to do with, I mean, I don't know if people know, but you've dealt with some pretty serious back injuries over the last few years. Do you think that's because your back's starting to feel a bit more comfortable?
I mean, knock on wood, I really haven't had that many back issues this year. I've been pretty good with like doing my rehab exercises and all that. So hopefully I think that is, you know, and also seeing the right people with Eddie and stuff. Yeah,
shout out to Eddie.
Yeah, no, I managed to stay healthy, and I think, you know, like the whole of last year, I couldn't really squat. Squatting was giving me a lot of issues. And this year, I've managed to do like a full cycle on it, and I've seen like quite a bit of gains from it. So, yeah.
That's good to hear. Keith, how much are you squatting at the moment?
I think I did like almost 152 for 3 reps yesterday for front squat.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit.
But I haven't back squatted in the past 2 weeks because of sickness.
Mm.
On the day of the back squat, I just fall sick.
For anyone who's listening to this, if you haven't seen Keith's physique is very suspect.
Definitely not.
I believe there might be some PEDs involved.
Can do his quads.
I believe PEDs is what, like, professionalism?
Education and drive.
Our drive.
Keith is definitely on PEDs then. Stupid laugh.
What's your PED?
What's mine?
Yeah.
Professionalism.
We all know what Jamie's is.
What?
Steroids.
Hey, what the heck? Delete this from the list.
So what are you thinking?
What's your stack?
Same other than creatine?
Same as you guys, man.
I wish. I don't want to spend too much more time on this one today, guys, but I just want to talk about a little bit about what you guys are expecting from quarterfinals as well. 25% this year. Do you think, realistically, 25% is quite a high number? Like, let's think about it. If we have 200 people from the gym sign up, which we might get, who knows, I mean, is that 50 people that are going to qualify for quarterfinals from our gym? Like, is that how it works? Do our gym make that number? I mean, that's a lot of people. What do you guys expect to see from quarterfinals, knowing that there's going to be a much higher thing, and obviously your seasons depend on what happens at quarterfinals, right? So it's a big one for you guys. I don't know if you guys have thought about it, but you both touched on before that your coaches and your training has revolved a lot around prepping for quarterfinals as a team or as an individual. So what do you think people who might be on that sort of bubble who are possibly trying to get there can look out for? What do you think they're going to see leading into quarterfinals?
I think we can probably expect more skill-based stuff. Like, things like rope climbs will probably be included.
But that's the thing. Like, I feel like if more people are qualifying for quarterfinals,
please,
and, lots of people in the affiliate are doing it right.
But I think the test shouldn't change just because the qualifying process changes.
Can I ask you this? Do you think the 25% is just to make more money?
That could be a possible reason. I wouldn't know. But I think quarterfinals quarterfinals probably pushes people to develop the higher base skills in CrossFit.
You're such an optimist, I guess.
I have this feeling that rope climbs and GHDs will be taken out to and be put in semi. Like, that will be the focus of semis. Whereas, like, the quarterfinals will be, yes, the high-skill stuff, but, like, rings, like, pullovers, like, muscle-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then what would be in the open?
Rowing and wall balls.
Dumbbell snatches.
Dumbbell snatches and burpee box snatches.
Yeah.
I feel like they still have to make it somewhat achievable for any affiliate in the world to run these quarterfinals. So like,
Dave Castro did say that this year is meant to be focused on allowing affiliates to run the program easier.
Yeah. Mm.
That's for the Open.
Yeah, that was actually the Open.
And like most gyms have like what, 2 GHDs? One rope, two ropes. Yeah.
That's true.
So yeah.
Let's go with what Jamie said.
Please, I do not want to see GHDs.
No?
No.
No GHDs.
No GHDs.
Aren't you quite good at GHDs, Keith? Yeah,
I'm okay. My teammates are better than me currently.
Really?
So
who?
Cheryl and Rachel.
Actually, that's a good point, Keith. Tell us, who is the fittest in the team?
Not me. I think the two girls are very fit.
They beat you most days?
Most of the time. Yeah.
How's Kangen doing, by the way? Because obviously, weightlifter background, strength, power, none of that's going to be an issue. How's he dealt with getting into the cardio stuff?
I think he's put his strength training after doing conditioning workouts. Yeah, so on days that he would train with us, he'll get all the conditioning work done first. Then if he were to train a second time, he'll go over to SWF or wherever and then he does his strength training there.
Is he still going to compete in weightlifting?
From what I know, yes, but maybe not this season. So this season is CrossFit focus. So he'll just be doing like CrossFit first and then weightlifting second.
He is just a freak of an athlete though, right?
Yeah. He's very fit.
Yeah.
And very strong.
He should have won the combine actually when I was there.
The UA combine.
Yeah. It was very impressive. Him and CL actually. CL as well. Shout out CL. Okay, guys, I might leave it there because I want to talk about next week. We'll touch on what comes out of the Open, make some predictions. But before we go, I do want to ask for your prediction. What is 24.1 going to be?
Ooh.
Well, double unders.
They released a hint, no? Like, as in they released...
I mean, the guy in the mushroom suit or whatever.
No. Right? There was another picture with, like, rope barbells and, like, wall ball targets.
Yeah, I could see that, too.
Where? I didn't see that.
Nice.
I think it will be light deadlifts, wall balls. I think it'll be like a triplet.
Where do you see it?
Can you relax?
This one.
Yeah.
Oh. Keith shook it.
I'm doing wall balls tomorrow then.
Maybe they're just throwing us off, I don't know.
Light deadlifts, wall balls, and something else.
Yeah, maybe like box jumps or something. Because
there's no boxes in the photo though.
Yeah, but like the mushroom thing. And then everyone was saying like Super Mario. So like, you know, like the boing boing.
Maybe the mushroom is like short for not mushroom. So like,
oh, not mushroom.
Yeah,
what's
so like
not mushroom?
Like not much room,
so not,
not much room.
Oh.
So you can't do that one. That's not enough space.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Safe.
So you're gonna need, yeah, there's no, you don't need space.
Yeah, I don't need space. Just deadlift and wall balls.
Yeah.
What about you, Keith? What's your genuine prediction? What do you expect? Now that you've seen that photo, it might have changed.
I saw someone post, actually the other day, someone was saying that it'll be a workout with 2 scores. So like 30, 20, 10, deadlift, wall,
is it Hikaru?
Yeah, balls or something like that. So you choose the weight of your deadlifts, then that will be 1 score. And then your time of completion will be the 2nd score.
That's a super interesting concept. But I feel like they will want to benchmark people against each other. Like, and choosing your weight doesn't really allow that. Mm. You know? I feel like that's more quarters or like, I don't know. But that was interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Hikaru posted it, I think. Or it could be an MREP, increasing ladder of increasing weight of deadlifts. So you do like a buy-in and then some reps of deadlift and then you just keep going up.
Yeah, I
That one sounds
like something that you can filter people more easily.
I'm glad Jamie's the reserve for our team because we're gonna need to
do his deadlifts. That's not gonna be
good. You
gotta
be the reserve for my team.
I already asked.
I thought I could.
You don't need You don't need me.
You might need some help.
No way.
You just said your girls are so fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the guys aren't fit, so.
Strong though. Alright, we'll call it there, guys. Thank you for sitting down with me. Hopefully we get back together next week. And hopefully Sammy will be here. I might even bring in another guest appearance from someone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, see what we can do. Spice up the chat. Because you guys are boring.
Beach.
Sure.
Not me though.
Alright, thank you guys. And yeah, see you next week.
Peace. See you next week.